You just heard Errol Garner playing Body and Soul on 88.5 KNKX.
That's Rio Neri, our School of Jazz guest DJ, the very first School of Jazz DJ on the new 88.5 KNKX. I'm Abe Beeson, and Evening Jazz continues for the next hour with a bunch of songs that Rio chose, and he's got quite a list of terrific music. Louis Armstrong, Miles Davis, Chick Corea, and Return to Forever. Demetrio Neri, a junior 16-year-old at Mount Lake Terrace High School, piano player. Rio, tell me how you got around to the piano.
Getting onto the piano mostly came from listening to bands that my brother played in. I usually went to their concerts all the time, and piano stuck out to me the most. Most of my family plays music. I have an older brother who plays sax, and then next before him plays trumpet, and then my twin brother plays guitar, and my little brother plays trumpet.
And I understand that there was another instrument before the piano.
Yes, I started with clarinet on classical.
Did it feel like, okay, eventually I'm going to get around to jazz?
Yeah, I always felt like that. I always felt like I was going to be a jazz musician.
And were your older brothers encouraging, or were they mean like a lot of older brothers can be?
Well, in terms of music, they're encouraging, yes.
We've got Rio Neri, junior at Mount Lake Terrace High School, piano player. Up next, we've got James Morrison in his band. It's kind of a one-man big band?
Yeah, that's right. It's James Morrison playing all the instruments besides drum, which has Jeff Hamilton on drums.
Wow. So Jeff Hamilton drumming, and then everything else is James Morrison.
Yes. If you watch the video, you can see James Morrison during his solos. He's looking over at himself and nodding and like encouraging him. It's really funny. Yeah.
Appreciating his own playing.
Yes. James Morrison and his big band playing Zog's Jog on KNKX.
We'll be right back. the magic spell you cast. This is La Vie en Rose. When you kiss me, heaven sighs, and though I close my eyes, I see La Vie en Rose. When you press me to your heart, and in a world apart, a world where roses bloom. And when you speak, angels sing from above. Everyday void seems to turn into love song. Give your heart and soul to me, and life will always bleed. La Vie en Rose.
Hi, my name is Margot Bushny, and you're listening to 88.5 KNKX, home of the School of Jazz. I go to Puget Sound Community School in Seattle, where I play multiple instruments and sing in the jazz band. I've been a student DJ on evening jazz and performed on air with fellow students. The School of Jazz provides learning and growth opportunities and gives students like me a voice. KNKX connects the community with the next generation of jazz. This is 88.5 KNKX.
That was Miles Davis playing Milestones on KNKX.
That's it. It's KNKX, the new 88.5 FM. Thank you so much for joining us on School of Jazz Guest DJ Night. Dimitri O'Neri is here. He's a 16-year-old junior, just starting his junior year at Mount Lake Terrace High School. Louis Armstrong also in there with La Vie en Rose. And we heard James Morrison, the one-man or perhaps two-man big band with Jeff Hamilton drumming. Rio, tell me a little bit about playing with the school band, the Mount Lake Terrace School Band under the direction of Darren Fall.
You really get to know the people you play with, and that creates a relationship musically and outside music. And so along with that, it's like you learn a lot from each other, and you grow as a band. It's really fun.
Yeah, I wonder if you could talk a little bit about the differences between learning classroom from the band director, from Mr. Fall, okay, play this, as opposed to being on stage in the moment with the band and what you can learn while the song is playing.
Learning with Fall under his direction, it's really a lot of like what he tells you to do, and he's like the leader of the band, so he decides what happens, really, as opposed to playing on the bandstand. And in the moment, there's a lot of what you have to decide to make the song and like the moment better, and really it's just a lot of like thinking as you're on stage, or maybe not even thinking at all.
And that's it, not thinking at all. Now, you've had a chance to work with some private instructors too, and you're just recently at the Centrum Jazz Workshop.
Yeah, Centrum, that was amazing. I actually got to work with Gary Simoleon, Barry sax player from New York, and it's really awesome. You go to see a lot of live performances. And
now, up next, we've got a little bit of electric keyboards. I wonder if you've dabbled at all with the electric keys.
I have played a little bit of electric keyboard, not as much as I look forward to playing. Next up, we have Chick Corea with Return Forever playing Spain on 88.5 KNKX.
Thank you. Thank you.
was McCord Tyner with Inception on 88.5 KNKX.
And that's Dimitri O'Neri, our School of Jazz guest DJ. Rio is a 16-year-old junior, starting his junior year at Mount Lake Terrace High School. He's a piano player there. He also plays some clarinet. And Rio, I understand you've also played some saxophone?
Yeah, I played saxophone my freshman year at Mount Lake Terrace in Jazz Ensemble 2.
But you think you're putting that one away to focus on the piano?
Yeah, definitely.
For now, anyway. Now, tell me about when you first started getting into jazz and learning improvisation. Was that something that came naturally to you, or was it a difficult process?
I started really hitting jazz improvisation in high school, starting in ninth grade. And at first, I was in saxophone, so it came a little bit more difficult to me than piano did. But I took a lot of what I learned on saxophone, and I put it to the piano.
Interesting. How does that work, taking lessons from one instrument and using one another?
Well, I just learned a lot from different artists before on saxophone and learned a lot of vocabulary and stuff like that. And then I used that vocabulary and different stuff I learned from piano and started improving on piano as well. I learned a lot because different instruments have different styles and how they play and different articulations and moods. And if I just listen to piano players, I don't really get as much as I would if I listened to all instruments.
Now, you've had a chance to catch a lot of great live jazz, and I wonder if you're out at the clubs and, well, Edmonds, of course, up near Mount Lake Terrace has a great jazz festival, the Edmonds Jazz Connection. Are you able to pick up little tips and tricks from musicians you see live, or do you have to be playing with them?
No, definitely. I learn a lot just by watching them, just how they're sitting or what expressions they have, and then also by listening to what they play.
We've got some more horns ahead in this next set, and I'm very excited to play this next tune from Dizzy Gillespie and an all-star band. Why don't you tell me about the Sunny Side Up record?
So on the Sunny Side Up, we have two saxophone players, Sonny Stitt and Sonny Rollins, and then Dizzy Gillespie, of course.
And some terrific piano on here for a piano player to listen to. Ray Bryant is fantastic on the Sunny Side Up record, and we're going to hear a sunny tune as well.
On the Sunny Side of the Street, Dizzy Gillespie, on 88.5 KNKX.
Thank you. grabbing up your hats, coats, boots, and everything. Leave your worries on the doorstep, cause we're going by and by. Just direct your feet. You look neat on the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear the pitter and the patter of the raindrops trickling down your fire escape ladder? Life could be so fine, fine as wine. I used to walk in the shade with my blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. It's over, Casanova. If I never had 1 cent, I'd be rich as Rockefeller, gold dust at my feet.
This is Val Dumont of Lakewood, Washington, with a secret to a long, happy life. Jazz. 88.5 KNKX. My connection to jazz, blues, and NPR News.
Thank you.
That was Naima, played by Michael Brecker on 88.5 KNKX.
Amazing solo saxophone from Mr. Brecker there. That's on a record that Herbie Hancock put together with Roy Hargrove and a couple other guys, kind of their tribute to Miles Davis and John Coltrane's bands. Rio Neri's here, and you can check out all of this fun stuff, this playlist, and listen back to the show at our schoolofjazz.org website. And you'll also find exclusive studio sessions that School of Jazz student combos have performed at schoolofjazz.org. And Rio was part of one of those combos, the Mountain Lake Terrace High School combo, with their mentor Travis Ranney. What if you could tell us about playing live on the radio?
That was definitely a different experience. Never done that before. I got a lot of insight from that. Like, what you have to do it on the spot, and it's a new situation, you're kind of uncomfortable.
But you made it work.
Yes.
So you're a junior this year, you're just 16, you're still a kid, but right around the corner, everybody's going to be asking you, what are you going to do for college? So I'll be the first. What are you going to do for college?
I haven't put as much thought of it in it as I should have, but I was thinking of actually going to Central, where my brothers have both going right now. That's one option I have, to continue music, which I'll definitely be doing no matter what.
Sadly, Rio, we are running out of time. Happily, we've got a fantastic song to close out the night from one of my favorites, and I understand one of your favorite pianists, too. Tell us about why you love Oscar Peterson.
So the reason why I love Oscar Peterson, there's many reasons, but one of them is how he incorporates the blues into his improvisation, and also how he has thick block chords, and how he makes every song sound like almost as if they're big band arrangements.
Rio Neri is our School of Jazz guest DJ. It's been a pleasure to have you here, sir. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you. This is Too Close for Comfort on 88.5 KNKX.